Gazdiev reports.
Fake news.
Fake news. Fake news.
Here's an interesting fact about fake news. It does not have a universally accepted definition. The people who are pushing to ban it can't agree on what exactly it is that they're trying to ban. So, Facebook is at the forefront. Very soon, users are going to be able to report any news story that they don't like as fake news.
If you suspect a news story is fake, you can report it. It just takes a few taps. Your report helps us track and prevent fake news from spreading.
Enough people do it, and it gets sent to the fact checkers for review. And here is where the drama starts. Meet Facebook's fact checkers. ABC News, which was allegedly busted recently for faking a crime scene for a live broadcast. The Associated Press. The AP's fact-checking department is, well, they recently claimed that Assad isn't fighting ISIS. Palmyra. Public quickly called them out, and the fact-checkers were left red-faced. PolitiFact, a fact-checker that is widely accepted as being politically biased. Example, they accused the Republicans of lying 9 times as often as Democrats.
You are an embarrassment. You sully the reputation of anyone who cites you as an authority on fact-ishness, let alone fact. You are fired.
So, these are just some of the guys who are going to be deciding what's fake and what's real for you. Way worse in Russia. So far, no Russian press group is on Facebook's partner list. Instead, there are 2 Ukrainian ones, which are presumably going to be patrolling the Russian language part of Facebook. Yeah, they're going to be impartial, aren't they? Okay. Facebook is going to start censoring news. Obviously, you, me, well, we're no longer capable of deciding what to believe in or to separate fact from fiction. But you know what's more worrying? This is part of a much bigger and much darker trend. If you're a person with unconventional liberal views, you are now being put on public watch lists in the US. If you run a website that, and I quote, criticizes the United States or Barack Obama, NATO, Ukraine, the mainstream media, there's an organization that is going to label you as Russian propaganda. This isn't some obscure website. It got cited by Washington Post. It's like the West is turning into 1970s USSR. Dissidents, foreigners, the unconventional are now the enemy. A new 21st century information inquisition. A digital witch hunt where you are no longer trusted to decide what news you should see. And if you think this isn't going to be abused, well, I don't know what to tell you.